This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated four prominent personalities to the Rajya Sabha from the fields of arts, literature, science and social services. The distinguished figures include eminent lawyer Ujjwal Devrao Nikam, social worker C. Sadanandan Master, former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla, and historian and academician Dr. Meenakshi Jain. The Ministry of Home Affairs informed about this decision in a notification. We have a report.
Ujjwal Nikam, who hails from Maharashtra, has served as a government counsel in the Mumbai terror attack case and 1993 Mumbai blast case. C. Sadanandan Master from Kerala has a long career in education in the state. He has been a victim of political violence and lost both his legs. Despite this incident, Sadanandan Master did not give up and remained active in education and social service. Harshvardhan Shringla served as chief coordinator for India's G20 presidency in 2023. He has also served as ambassador to the United States and Thailand and High Commissioner to Bangladesh. Dr. Meenakshi Jain has served as Associate Professor of History at Garhi College, University of Delhi, and as member of the Governing Council of Indian Council of Historical Research. The President nominates 12 persons to the Upper House of Parliament Rajya Sabha for their contribution towards arts, literature, science, social service and other fields. Anupam Mish, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a series of social media posts, congratulated the four renowned personalities on being nominated to the Upper House of Parliament. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met his Singaporean counterpart, Vivian Balakrishnan, and reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a visit to Singapore, said the country is at the heart of India's Act East policy, while Singapore's foreign minister said, as the world inexorably transitions into multipolarity, India will play an increasingly important role as one of these major poles of opportunity. After his visit to Singapore, the External Affairs Minister will reach Tianjin in China to participate in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting. Center has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilizers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and UTs in this regard. The minister said it is the responsibility of the states to ensure adequate availability of fertilizers at the right places and locations where it is required. Mr. Chauhan asked the states to take strict legal action, including cancellation of licenses and registration of FIRs against the culprits. In West Bengal, Kolkata police constituted a 9-member Special Investigation Team or SIT to probe the alleged rape case in the Indian Institute of Management at Joka. Meanwhile, the medical test of the victim has been conducted. It is revealed that the victim is a psychiatrist by profession and the accused, who is a second-year student at IIM, called her inside the institute for counselling. It is reported the accused raped her after giving her an adulterated drink inside the boys' hostel. The Alipur court yesterday sent the accused to police custody till the 19th of this month. In United States, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has arrested 8 Khalistani terrorists across the country in a major crackdown on an international terror network. Among them is Pavitr Singh Batala, a Punjab-based gangster, wanted by India's National Investigation Agency for terror activities linked to the banned group Babbar Khalsa International. Last month, NIA had named Batala along with Jatinder Jyoti and designated BKI terrorist Lakhbir Landa in a charge sheet. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and 3 other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission are expected to begin their journey back to Earth tomorrow. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, in a social media post, said the undocking has been scheduled for tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. IST. And the IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Kerala, coastal Karnataka, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh during the next 3 to 4 days. Heavy rainfall is also likely over northeast India. And in Wimbledon, top seed Yannick Sinner of Italy will face 2-time defending champion and second seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain in the men's singles final at London tonight at 8:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.